אשר יעשה ישום האדם וחי בהם. אני ישן. הוא הספן וחי בהם. וזה? הוא הספן וחי בהם אל. ושמעתם זכות כסי שמעתם ושיועס על סום עולם וחי בהם. Right? So Ezra points out that Chazal, Darshan, v'chai b'hem v'lo, she'yamus b'hem. This is the halach of pikuach nefesh, is zecha kol terakula. So v'chai b'hem is an imperative that, it's not the imperative of to live, it's the imperative that the mitzvahs do not... Do not override our license to live, right? So how do we know that? We have a pasuk. Because Baruch Hu says you have to put on tzitzis. He didn't give us any exceptions. What happens if it's a hargal yavar? Guy wears tzitzis in the street, they're going to kill him. What is it? What happens if the goyim say you have to wear a four corner of that tzitzis? Chiyuv misa. So the Torah has to mechadish to us that v'chayvah, because Baruch Hu expects us to do mitzvahs to the point of some limitation, but it's not to the extent that I have to be willing to give my life. Torah specifically darshans in the three mitzvah hamuras, v'shas v'shmat, there are psukim to teach us the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is that in a very certain circumstances, you have to be willing to, that overrides V'chai B'hem. The first, Reb Chaim in the Sefer discusses how one reconciles V'chai B'hem with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Right? Is V'chai B'hem, is V'Kiddush Hashem the exception to V'chai B'hem? Or is V'chai B'hem the exception to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Shemai? So, what would happen if I wouldn't have a chayvim or the mitzvah of Kiddush Shem Shemayim? I wouldn't have either one. What would my assumption be? I mean, not for now. So that's the drasha. What's the pshat in the pasuk? V'chai b'hem, you will live. What's the pshat of the pasuk teaching me? If Kiddush Baruch Hu, the pshat was v'loish yomus b'hem, Torah would say. So how do you translate it? And you will live through them or by them. Go ahead.
It's not called living without the mitzvos.
So v'chai, that this defines your chiyus. Go ahead.
Well, it's difference between a yaso b'hem or an chai b'hem. Chai b'hem implies like a total indulgence. You can either do mitzvos or you can make it every single aspect of your life. That's why it says ani Hashem, because I'm one created.
So v'chai b'hem could be a quality by which one does the mitzvahs. So you're on the right track. So either one, I think, would be an acceptable approach. I think you'll find either one in the svarim. Yaakov Moshe develops the idea. He develops two ideas. One is that he says that when a person is exempt from doing a mitzvah, so that doesn't mean that they have accomplished what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. They could be exempt, but I'm still at a loss, right? It gives the example of Reuven asks Shimon to watch over this tremendous jewel. And he gives him a jewel, Yikara She'ein Ba'olam Dugmosa. There's no similar jewel. V'hisne Imoi, and he says to him that if you mess up and lose it, there'll be consequences. And the issue I say, you know what happens? What happens is that somebody attacks him, and at the possible loss of life, he takes the jewel. So now he comes back to Reuven, and they have a jewel, but he's an honest. So is Reuven going to punish him? He made the right decision. He didn't expect him to give up his life, but does he have the jewel? No, he's lost the jewel. He says, when we do when we are potter from doing a mitzvah because of pikuach nefesh, it's the right decision. It's the right decision. Pikuach nefesh daich. But I don't have my Shabbos. I've lost my Shabbos. So Rabbi Yaakov Meshe says the pasuk of Chai Behem is you didn't lose your Shabbos. Chai Behem means that mitzvah zu mashlima sachayim shechos v'imachmas ikim ha-mitzvah she'nen asala. Because Baruch Hu is saying I'm giving a positive mitzvah to protect your chiyas. So even if you lost your Shabbos, but you were mekayim the mitzvah Chai Behem. So you shouldn't think that it's kilu, you lost an Evan Yikara. But then he writes, She'etzem achayim she'tzorech lagi eloi machmas ki mitzvah. V'chai v'hem, a little bit different than the way Yehuda Mordechai said. His v'chai v'hem means that the mitzvahs give you chiyus. And if a person mecholzois yachosu le'etzem achayim she'tzorech lagi eloi machmas ki mitzvah. Hezra Dover. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the animals, so it's called the Nefesh Chaya. What's the Nefesh Chaya? And when he created Adam, see also, so Pshat is that there are different aspects of Kadosh Baruch Hu's world and you can arrange them according to lifeness. Right, so an animal has more life than daimim, right? What's it indicated by that it has more life? Because it moves, right? Has more life because it even start with a tzemeach. Tzemeach has more life because it grows. Behemoth has more life; it moves. It has relationships. It has intuition. Adam, right? L'nefesh chaya. Adam is more chiyus because he talks, Nefesh Malalah, Nishmas Chayim. So whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu organizes the world, one of the ways of organizing the world is based on the level of Chiyus that a person has. What is Chiyus? Chiyus is another dimension, so we can easily identify that new dimension of lifeness when it comes to growth, when it comes to intuition, when it comes to when it comes to being able to speak and to think and to arrange communities, we can. Those are what gives me more chiyus, more life. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, we have to appreciate that shmiras and mitzvahs adds chiyus. In addition to seeing shmiras and mitzvahs as avdus to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a way of elevating a person, but it becomes another way to organize the bria. Kuzari holds that the Klal Yisrael is a different part of the Bria. Tzaddik is often associated with this approach. It's often seen as a racist comment. That's not the Ha'ora. Right? The Ha'ora is that the a person who has greater Ruchnius, that's a different dimension to his Chiyus. He's more alive, put it that way. Right. We can say there are people who are very, very quiet, reserved people, and there are people who are the life of the party. So we can easily say this guy's Morchius. Right? We don't really know what's happening. You know, still waters have a lot of depth to them, and they're so we're not really saying in our minds he is Morchius, he's more alive, right? Because Baruch was saying, we know what more alive is. A person who has an ongoing Kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu has Morchius. A new dimension to life. Klal Yisrael is Morchius. Right? So, I was wondering this morning whether that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu introduces the Iser of Dam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. And that's the introduction to this last parsha of Achrei Mos. Pashtus is that Dam is part of the system of korbanos, zrikas adam. Pashto says that zrikas adam is part of the kapor that we have. The Ramban says, and that's why a person cannot ingest dam. Right. Rambam says we can't ingest dam because it was part of Avodah Zarah. The Ramban says you can't ingest dam because dam is a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave dam for kapora. Dam is al mizbeach. But the Ramban himself says that doesn't fully explain because I'm allowed to eat the behemoths that can become korbanos. So I was wondering whether it may be intimated by a few lines in the Ramban in the after he develops what we just discussed, that we see dam as the sort Kadosh Baruch Hu says ki adam wa nefesh. Right, dam in halacha is always seen as a life source. You see it in two ways. One is that on Shabbos, netilas neshama, netilas dam is netilas neshama. The Torah identified it ki adam wa nefesh. Torah says in the sixth parasha, can't have dam ki adam wa nefesh. We understand very, very well ki adam wa nefesh because in terms of physical life, so if if God forbid the blood stops getting pumped, that's it. We know ki adam wa nefesh because the dam is the system by which different parts of the body nourish each other. Delivery system, right? So we know that the delivery, clean, whatever, all the different jobs of the dam. Ki adam wa nefesh. If there's any one thing that we associate with chiyus, it's either breathing or the heart pumping. So the Torah says we should understand dam wa nefesh. That is the way that we appreciate the breathing. Apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says, also look at the Bri as a Moshel. Right. Number one, it becomes Rikas Adam Al Mizbeach. Just like when I bring a Korban, so I'm saying that this Korban could be me, and it's part of my Kapora process, same with Dam. I'm bringing the Dam, I'm saying that I've given up my legitimate claim over my Chiyus by doing a Averus. But I was wondering if it's a step further, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate that there are different forces in this world which give more life to things. And the more life, and becomes a mashal for our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Ki Adam Wa Nefesh has an important place in Mikdash, and that would explain why we have to be careful not to have that to ingest dam. Ramban's understanding is that that if we ingest the things that it has an impact on us. But I'm wondering whether he means that what we ingest we take for granted, and what we are not able to ingest, we give it a certain thoughtfulness and mindfulness. So that's what I was wondering. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, the reason why we have to be nizer from dam is because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to identify this as a mashal, that there are things in this world which give chiyus, and understanding that model is important for us. Because we are supposed to appreciate that our chiyus is enhanced and enlarged by shmiras and mitzvahs. That's pshat and v'chai b'hem. The v'chai b'hem should be because Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate that the dimension to life that mitzvah adds. He wants us to appreciate that it makes us more of a person, more than a human being. Just like a human being is a human being because of the ruach memalala, the behemah is the behemah because it has more chiyus. So chiyus are defining and organizing aspects to the bria. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us Shmiras and Mitzvahs adds chiyas. Hezra Dover. It means that on one level means it makes us more alive and more sensitive and more. But what it means is that it's elevating us from the rest of the Bria. Just like every aspect of chiyas elevates itself from another part of the Bria. So b'chayva means that that's what distinguishes and elevates Klal Yisrael from the rest of the Bria. Okay, let's look at the famous Ramban at the end of the parasha. Yeah?
Just a question on the Yaakov Moshe.
Yeah.
He was referring to whether Pikuach Nefesh Dofe Kol Torah Kula is Hucha versus Dechuyu?
I have to think about it. I didn't think about it in those terms. I hear what you're saying. I have to think about it if the two are connected. My first initial thought that it would be consistent with both, but I hear what you're saying. I have to think about it more. I haven't thought about it. Torah says in the parasha, "V'leisok yoritz eschem v'tamachem v'leisok asher kos agoy asher lifneichem." Torah says that if we do Rachmanot, we'll get involved in Arayos after the parsha of Arayos. So the very end of the parsha is that we should be careful not to get involved in Arayos. The nations, the indigenous nations, the Eretz Yisrael before we got there, got involved in Arayos. Vatit Mo'arayos, they defiled the land. Ve'efkoid avoyno aleh, and I held it responsible for this Aveira about Tokyo or and the land throughout those who live there. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't do the same thing. Don't do what they did. Don't be metame Oretz. But leisoki Oretz eschem metamechem leisoki shekos agashar lefneichem. So there are two, the obvious problem in the Pasuk, the literary problem in the Pasuk, is the land does not throw us out. Golos is the Kadosh Baruch Hu throws us out. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one that removed us from Eretz Yisrael. That's what Golos is. Geula is the Kadosh Baruch Hu bring us back. So what are we supposed to understand by the Torah putting the phrasing Golos as Vatoki Oretz, the land tossed you out? Ramban expressed this idea in terms of the way they understand the mitzvahs. Ramban puts it in halachic terms. How can, in a much broader question, when the Ribbono Shel Olam says that we got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because of our royas, Ramban says, but our royas are not a mitzvah tshuvata and not a mitzvah kli of oretz. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we lost the first base of Mikdash because we didn't do Shemitah. No, that I understand. We didn't do Shemitah, we lost Shemitah. Eretz Yisrael gives us certain responsibilities. We fell down on those responsibilities, we lose Eretz Yisrael. Got it. We don't do Trumis and Maiseris. Chiv Eretz Yisrael, got it. But our Royos is a international Easter. So what's the Royos got to do with Eretz Yisrael? Why should the onesh of arayos in Eretz Yisrael be different than the onesh of arayos in America? So the Ramban says, "Hech mirakos of arayos bevor ha'oretz shetidmo ben batogin nefoshes ha'oisos." The Torah says arayos in Eretz Yisrael is more chomer, and we'll lose Eretz Yisrael over this. V'nei arayos chayves aguf einon tliyos ba'oretz. Why should our position in Eretz Yisrael be threatened because of Arayos? Why should Arayos have greater consequence in Eretz Yisrael over New America? So Rashi, when he discusses this, Rashi explains Moshal Liben Melech Shechilo Dover Mos. Have a very refined person. Always has the finest of foods. And then he eats something that is unrefined. The system's not ready for it. So Mekiyoi, so this refined person who only eats the best, all of a sudden he had a common piece of food and the system can't take it. Kacheres Yisrael, Eina Makayemes Ovi Aveira. Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate Ovi Aveira. You're in the Armin HaMelech, so it has to behave differently. So Ramban, I believe, expounds on this idea. Ramban says, Rashi says, Eina Chanavi, that it is a Chobas Aguf and applies internationally. However, Eretz Yisrael is more refined. So Eretz Yisrael can't tolerate. What's the Hezra Dover? So Ramban says, Avol Soid HaDover, Ba'kosev Shom, it all begins in the Pasuk in Ha'azinu. This is certainly a summer parsha. It could be an El parsha. Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu said Ha'azinu, but it's an El, you don't do the Tshuva. So the Pasuk says, Ba'anchel Elyon Goyim, Ba'afridoi B'nei Odom, Yatsev Guloi Samim L'mispar B'nei Yisroel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each nation its place, when He separated peoples, Yatsev Gevulois Amim, He established the borders for His nation, for Klal Yisrael. He established international borders for Mispar B'nei Yisrael. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. Ki chelek Hashem Amoi, Yaakov chelo nachlosoi, because we are God's people. Chelek Hashem. So the importance of this pasuk is, it's a great importance philosophically, because it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every nation his place. It's the source of nationalism in Torah. But Chel El Yoin Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each place, each nation its place. But what we don't understand is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says He gave each nation its place, and He gave Jews their place because He loves Jews. Doesn't make any sense. If it would say He didn't give every nation their place, and He gave Jews their place because He loves Jews, it makes sense. But it says He gave the French France, and He gave the Polish Poland, right? And He gave the British England, and He gave the Jews Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't even say that because He loves Jews. He gave Jews their place as well. He just treating us like any other nation. Explains the Ramban. Soid HaDover, Kishem HaNichvod, Bo Rakol, Som HaTachtoinim, Bo Elyoinim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tachtoinim, the way that this world runs, He gave every place in this world an Elyoin. Gave us an ambassador, gave us a defender. And He gave the Americans in America, they have a koichav, a mazel, they have the, which the astrologers know. Cholak lukulom mazoles bashamayim, ugloyim aleyim, and then over the mazoles He gave malachi elyon, and He gave Sarim Aleim. We know this because we learned Parshat Yishlach. You know that Yaakov Inu fought with the Sorashal Esav. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Esav a land sayer, and He gave him a koyach and a mazel, and He also gave him a malach, Sar. There's a whole system. So every nation in their place has and a representative in the Olam HaElyon, except for the Jewish people. Hinei Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. Kishem HaNichbon Hu Elokim Elokim Adonai Adonai B'chol Olam. Amol Eretz Yisrael. Emtzaus HaYishuv B'Nachlas Hashem Yuchedes L'Shmoi. Loi Nasan Oleo Min HaMalochim. Kitzin Shaitim Moshe B'Anchiloi. L'Amoi HaMiyuchon HaMiyachid Shemoi Zeroi Avom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, there is no intermediary, Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, Banchel Elyon goyim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was organizing the Olam HaElyon and the various national representatives of the Olam HaElyon, Bafridim and Adam, and then when he established their place in this world, and he began with the Sarai Shel Esav, and then he gave the people that belonged to the Sarai Shel Esav Seir, and he had the Sarai Shel Paras, and he gave the people that belonged to that Tsar Persia, and he had the Sarai, and he gave each one Yatsev Gvul Esamim L'Mizpah. He himself established a place for the Jewish people. He didn't have an Elyon L'Goyim. He wasn't Mafrid of the Yodah. But Tzev Gvul Esamim L'Goyim, he said, oh, why did Kichelik Hashem Amoy? Because we are a special place. Yaakov Chom Al-Achlosay. So we in Eretz Yisrael don't have an Elyon that represents us. I will eret Yisrael and tosa Yishuv. Bhine, kidei she'oma yoyshe bi'artzai, b'kdushas ho'aroyoyiz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then separated the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, have responsibilities, have a way of conducting themselves. Kideish the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have the special obligations of Aroyos because they connect directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And because we have a direct connection, the Kadosh Baruch Hu worries over the Jews in Eretz Yisrael directly, not via Sar. So therefore, he asked that group of people to have the mitzvahs. He says, that's pshat, ki hivdil eschem mikol amim. V'idei ha'oretz, shinach las Hashem en nechbon, toki kol metam me'yoysa, v'lo yisiz bo'el, ovdei ha'vadazor megalam ha'royoyiz. So he says, that's what when Rashi says, that you're ba'armin ha'melech, that it's a deeper idea. That you're in a position where we're living side by side with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Parsha Zois is Kira HaMoylech, Olivei Dezara, and then that's that Eretz Yisrael will not withstand Olivei Dezara. And that's the metaphor of a Toki Oretz. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just said, I will throw you out, so that means that Klal Yisrael lost its legitimacy to live in Eretz Yisrael. But the Ramban says it's deeper than that. It's that there's a universal covenant, a universal connection that Eretz Yisrael has. There's a reality to Eretz Yisrael that it can't tolerate the certain averus. But Tokyo Oretz, it means it's inconsistent with the system HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Eretz Yisrael. That's why it didn't say, Bani Aki Eschem, Bani Agale Eschem. That's an MS. Then you get thrown out. So all the ocean of Golos, that we are vulnerable, we are disorganized, and we can assimilate, we can lose ourselves, and we don't have a place for ourselves. It's all an MS. But there's a deeper MS, which is in addition to all that. And that is that there's a system with which God created the world, there's an architecture to the world, and we have violated that system. We've run afoul of that system. What was that system? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special connection with Eretz Yisrael. As represented, so this is where it's, when we say it's a side. We're not supposed to understand this exactly. We're not supposed to understand what it means that there's a malach, and Eretz Yisrael is different. It doesn't have a malach, right? But we can take away from it that there is a connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Eretz Yisrael, which then becomes violated. But Tokyo Oretz means that the connection, that the system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being directly involved with Eretz Yisrael becomes, has been rebelled against, has been refuted.
Now
So we fully have to understand that the potential of Kiddushah in Chutz La'aretz is not going to be the same as the potential of Kiddushah in Eretz Yisrael. In Tara B'Shalem, V'lachach Yemra Kosov, explains the Pasuk in Yeshaya. It's the pasuk in Daniel. V'hine Hashem enichmen yisbarach v'zehu tam v'zono achrei elohi nechor oretz. So that's what the Sefri, the Rashi quoted. He explains many Ma'amore Chazal that Kol Zman Shetem V'Oretz Hayisim Lechem Aleikim Eina Tem V'Oretz Kanan Kivach Eina Ni Lechem Aleikim. It means there's a distance in terms of the way that we are related. This is a pshat of the Brisa. He's Min Inyan Hazeh Omer B'Sefri V'Avadetem Meira. This is one of the famous Brisa which is quoted in Rashi, but for some reason people say it always quote the Ramban. Shavan explains it. Afal pi shani megaleschem in Eretz l'chutz la'aretz, even though I'm throwing you out of Eretz Yisrael, heyu mitzuyonin ba'mitzvahs, still do the mitzvahs. Shekish etachzeru lo yulalechem chadoshim, so when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, they won't be new to you. You'll be well practiced. Moshe lo odoin shekos al ishtoi, v'shilcho levei saviyo, a very rich person got upset with his wife. And then sent his wife back to where she came from. Oh my Lord, he said to her, Miskashetes Tachshitim, he says, even though I'm throwing you out, even though I'm asking you to leave, still I want you, when you're by your parents' home, wear the fine dresses, wear the jewelry. Shet Kishet Tachzeri, love you, Allah Kadoshim. When you come back to my place, I'm going to demand that you wear beautiful clothes and jewelry. It won't feel awkward. Yirmiyahu says, "Atziv lechot tziyunim." Posting Yirmiyahu, you go to Chutz La'aretz, put signposts. You go on a trail. So Boy Scouts, when they go on a trail, they always put, they mark the trees, so they'll find the way back. Right? So you're going out to Chutz La'aretz, mark the trail. Tziyunim. What's the trail? The trail is mitzvahs. Eilu ha-mitzvahs shem tziyonin b'hem. So this is Vinei HaKosov. So the Ramban says, this is the drasha on Vavadete Meheira. Avadete Meheira is Voyim Shemoya. What are the mitzvahs in Vavadete Meheira? The mitzvahs are tefillin, mezuzah. They're totally maguf. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu would say, do me a favor, chutz la'aretz, give your tumas to the kohen. So when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll not have tumas. You're in Chutz La'aretz. Every 7 years, don't work your farm. That I would understand. But that's not the Parsha. The Parsha of Avadete Meheira is tefillin and tzitzis. Tefillin and mezuzah. So how can you say, do these mitzvahs? Kedesh l'chadoshim aleinu. Ki ikur kol ha-mitzvahs l'yeshem Eretz Hashem. Because the ikur mitzvahs is for those living in Eretz Yisrael. So this has become a very disturbing Ramban. This is the famous Ramban that says that that's why Yaakov Yinu said when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, Hesiru Lachem, Hesiru Es Elohei Anechar, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael with the Avodah Zarah. That, he says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that Rachel should be nifter. Shemesa Rachel b'derech b'tchilas b'ayim b'aretz. Ki b'zchusa lo'imesa b'chutz l'aretz. U'b'zchusa lo'yosha b'aretz im shtei ashachoyes. Because for Yaakov Avinu to be married to two sisters, it would be inappropriate in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Binyamin was conceived outside of Eretz Yisrael. The only question is, how do we explain this to Ramban? So I would suggest the following. There is no question that the mitzvahs are equally incumbent upon Chutz Laretz if the mitzvah is with it. That's the whole point of Chavis Aguf. So Al Pi Din, it's tefillin, the same tefillin. And Chutz Laretz are Eretz Yisrael. Probably pay more for them than Chutz Laretz. Right? The tefillin, the same tefillin. Shachar, same shacharis. So what does Ramban mean, ki equal in mitzvahs? So it's sometimes people say that means that our mitzvahs and chutz laretz are all they rise in the gedinim, but they're all just hold on to us. No, doesn't matter. Because Baruch Hu told us the mitzvah doesn't matter why it is the mitzvah of Bore. It's equal to the same mitzvah of Bore. And the Baruch Hu told us hold on to the mitzvahs because the Baruch Hu is telling him you're coming back. And I don't want the tefillin to be awkward. The first day in Eretz Yisrael, I don't want you to start struggling with the straps like I'm a mitzvah boy. I want you to walk right in there, put them on properly, to be like, they're yours. Of course, it's very hard to understand. So, Lanius Daiti means the following. The Ramban explains this to us in the context of Eretz Yisrael having a special relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it means that there's no question that if I take care of something, I could do the same thing for a mushel. I could do the same thing for my mother when she's home or when she's not home. But if she's home, we do the same thing, it is a greater contributor to the relationship. Right. As if I wash the floor and my mother's not home, so she's very, very appreciative. Shocked, surprised, and appreciative. Wondering what you're going to ask for. But if you're right in front of her, and she sees the sincerity, and she sees what you're doing, and you're there and she's there. So it's got to be a stronger contribution into the relationship, right? You buy something for your wife, right? You buy something, so sometimes it's prudent to do the shopping on your own and to bring it in. But if you're together, so that's got to be a stronger, not always this way, but very often, it's got to be a greater builder of the relationship than, because every part of the ishtadlus that went into the gift, she's a part of. Right, so again, obviously there's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Surprises are important, and spontaneity is important. But let's say it's not one of those kinds of gifts. Let's say it's an oven, a fridge, right? So doing the ishtadlus together is more of a relationship. So if I put my tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, so that's a different kind of tefillin than I put on Chutz Laretz. It's the same tefillin, same mitzvah, same kavanas. But if I'm putting him on in the same room with the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm doing his rots and he's there. So the level of ruchnius that I'm able to achieve by doing the same mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is got to be great. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying that when you do the mitzvah in Chutz Laretz, you should appreciate it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzon. It is the mitzvah, but you appreciate it would be a different mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it would move me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Eretz Yisrael, it fits into this structure of being ba'amein amelech, of being directly under the pikuach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. These days, that's what it means. A mitzvah done in the close precincts of the mitzvah is a different mitzvah. Hatziv l'chatziyuna means remind yourself when you put on your tzitzis, when you put on your mitzvahs of here, remind yourself. There's nothing greater than that. At the same time, remind yourselves that the ruchnis I could achieve if I do it under the close precincts of the Shvarach is a different mitzvah. So it's something that's disappointing that when people think about trips to Eretz Yisrael, so they think about the range of restaurants that one can come back from Eretz Yisrael. Never believe how many restaurants you can go to as you can do in Pico, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, right? So the sometimes we get sidelined, sometimes we get distracted. Right. Sometimes you get distracted. Right? We're boss of a dog. It's not easy. But the emes of this Ramban has to frame. Laniyas daitin. Has to frame the way that we look at the world that we're living in. In other words, the decision-making process of which parts of Eretz Yisrael we have, we don't have, so that decision-making process has a life of its own. It's the life of either politics, or if it's done together with the guidance of Mara Hira, then it's the decision-making process of the prudence of Pikach Nefesh, which is going to save more lives in the long run and the short run. Right? That's the decision-making process. Right? The decision-making process in the Knesset of Hitnatkut, of sitting around the table discussing which parts of Yedam Shomron. But the understanding of what's happening in this Ramban, L'chayra, that's what I would... The understanding of what's happening is, what are we zeichet to? What will Israel tolerate? Right? When the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Israel back to Klal Yisrael, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is a schalta de gula. One of the facets of schalta de gula is the reestablishment of the oilam ha'elyon tachton the way it's supposed to be. When we lose part of Eretz Yisrael, so it's Golos, it's for all the reasons of Golos, but we have to internalize it, what we're observing. There's a difference between making decisions and what you're observing. Kadosh Baruch Hu uses the Oslo Agreement to accomplish things. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes uses Sancheiriv to accomplish something, he's Nebuchadnezzar to accomplish. And Bechazdai, he uses the Turks to accomplish. Bechazdai in our door, he used Oslo to accomplish. He used Hitnatkut to accomplish. But the event from Hashkafas HaTorah L'chayra, from this Ramban, is the event of Saki Horowitz. When it looks at it that way, one has to appreciate that the process by which things happen, that's the ishtadlus, that's all the presentation of the Olam Ha'Elyon. What's really happening, the real process, what's really putting things into place is Klal Yisrael, are we zoichet to have this part? Are we zeichet to have this part? Are we zeichet to be able to put our roots down this part? Are we zeichet to hold on to chevra? Are we zeichet to hold on to kibur shel Yosef? Right. That's what Ramban's pointing at. That's what the Chumash is pointing at. When the Chumash said, "Lord's talking," the Chumash is telling our door. Of course, the decision making process is pikuach nefesh. Bikach nefesh, short term, long term. You get all the chachme of all the different groups to help make that decision. But what we're observing is this pasuk, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu phrased it in this way, so that we should appreciate that when we lose part of Eretz Yisrael, so in addition to Golos, it means that there's a diminishing of that Klal Yisrael could not hold on to being able to express the unique relationship which Baruch Hu has with Eretz Yisrael in this particular spot. And that's why the Torah chose this phrase, this term, so that we would get it and understand it.
Why did that arise?
So Rabban says that it says many of the mitzvahs that are associated are mentioned in the parasha.
Okay.
That it's avodah zarah. That's the why it is expressed in the context of arayos. L'chayra, the beginning of the answer is that arayos is the misappropriating relationships, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, there's an appropriate relation supposed to happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is in France and Klal Yisrael is in Britain, and we're negotiating with Asar, that's a form of arayos. Right, you know, the misappropriating of certain relationships. So, the misappropriating of what should be a close forms of chibur, right? The Kadmonim call relations as chibur. So, l'chara, that's at the beginning of what we're supposed to understand over here is that when Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, and when there are other nations in Eretz Yisrael. That means that the appropriate relationships of the Olam HaElyon are not in place. Something. Okay.